see what I can find. I found a bunch of goodies from 1945. A CR's item from the good old days. His battles and his hat and his uniform so gray. Grandma was a storm fear in the SS. Grandma was a storm fear in the SS. Grandma was a storm fear in the SS. Get an air battery unit, grab a roadway ride. Planting bolts and blades from the Russian countryside. A red tiny bastard never stood in his way. He would shoot them down day after day. Grandma was a storm fuhrer in the SS. Grandma was a storm fuhrer in the SS. Grandma was a storm fuhrer in the SS. Storm fuhrer, storm fuhrer in the SS. Today I smile when I see his uniform. I know it's battle tested. I know it's battle worn. The death hat on his hat, it gleams in my eye. Hail to you, Grandpa, now you're blessed and that's your pride. Now I'll be a storm fuhrer in the SS. Now I'll be a storm fuhrer in the SS. Now I'll be a storm fuhrer in the SS. Storm fuhrer, storm fuhrer in the SS. Grandpa was a storm fuhrer in the SS. Grandpa was a storm fuhrer in the SS. Grandpa was a storm fuhrer in the SS. Storm fuhrer, storm fuhrer in the SS.
Oh, okay, excuse me. All right, welcome everybody, Pastor Eli James. And this is Bloodlines, and today's topic is the decline of Western democracy. How many times has democracy failed throughout history? Of course, Benjamin Franklin said that democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting for what's for dinner. And boy, we are for dinner, aren't we? We are for dinner, and that is the American people and the white race in general is what's for dinner today, folks, because we're being destroyed. We're being eaten alive by the global Jewish meat grinder. The global Jewish meat grinder is what's killing us, and our people simply don't want to accept that as a fact. Our people are waking up. They are waking up very gradually to what's going on in the world today. And but it's too slow. It's too slow for me. Way too slow for me. So let me share today's article here. A brutalist regime dies in absurdity. Of course, we are living in absurdity as we speak. And this article is by, what's her name again? Never heard of this author before, Elizabeth Nixon. And a very recent article, only a few days ago, October 12, 2024. And it's Welcome to Absurdistan. I think that's what her website is called, if I'm not sure. It's called Dark MAGA, Dark MAGA America. And I think the whole point here is we're entering a period of vigilante justice because things are so corrupt. It's unbelievably corrupt. Your local milkman is corrupt. your Walmart is corrupt. Your farmer is corrupt. Everything's corrupt. The DNA in all your people is corrupt. That's how bad things are. And anyway, this is her take on what's happening and how bad it is. And it's going to get worse because we have not delved into the depths of corruption in the world. And this is primarily items from the UK and America. But she's talking about dark MAGA. And I guess it's the behind the scenes vigilanteism that is beginning to emerge. And so far, it's still somewhat civilized. The white person's response to Jewish perfidy and Jewish corruption and Jewish genocide against the white race is still rather civil, but it's not going to stay civil for much longer. The white people are getting to the point where they are going to respond in a violent manner, and it's only natural because we can only take so much. And it's the wrath of the awakened Saxon getting ready to be felt worldwide. The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon. But here we go. Dark Maga is Byronic, maximalist masculine hedonism. Well, I wouldn't call it hedonism. We're in self-defense mode, but we're getting ready to attack. Just like that opening song, Opa, by Guess Who's Coming for Dinner. Grandpa was a stormtrooper in the SS. We're going to have to all become stormtroopers, folks. That's our future. And it's just around the corner. But he says, but a mature Byronic, a focused Byronic, a Byron derived or driven to correct injustices against himself and those for whom he is responsible, namely your family. Dark Maga is the novel idea that we should play for keeps, says, hold on, why did that flip on me? Oh, there we go. Okay, let me just scroll down here. Anyway, Dark Maga is a novel idea that we should play for keeps, says Dark Maga adopter influencer Conan on Twitter. Okay, well, it's time for the white race to start fighting back. The framing may seem antiquated, but antiquity knows much of civilized decline. But yeah, it's called democracy. Byronic appears to invoke Lord Byron's poem entitled Child Harold's Pilgrimage, a long poetic lamentation of both war and excess. Don't we have a lot of that? Which contains a passage I once cited in a Claremont Institute Fellowship spotlight. Here is the moral of all human tales. 'Tis but the same rehearsal of the past. First freedom and then glory. When that fails, wealth, vice, corruption, barbarism at last. And history, with all her volumes vast, hath but one page. It's the same story over and over again. Although, with the second coming, that cycle will finally end. What Dark Maga appears to be saying is, hey, we've been here before. Oh, absolutely, that's what it's saying. We know how to stop this, and it's not going to be resolved by half measures. Well, the problem is, it's so bad. We're talking a planet-wide revolution, and the powers that be control just about everything that has power behind it, namely the banking, the media, the military, science, AI, you name it. They've got it all under their control, and this is all by design. This is how the Jews have planned to take over the globe, which they have. But they've been orchestrating through Kyrgyzstan, through the abomination of desolation called the Israeli state. And unfortunately for them, the whole process is beginning to fail, because since the Jews are parasites, the only thing they know how to do is parasitize. And since they're destroyers, and the only thing they know how to do is organize destruction, when it comes to actually ruling over us, because they're parasites and destroyers, they cannot manage their success. They can only get to the point of success. Once they get to the point of success, then they don't have the know-how to maintain the success, because everything they do is so evil and corrupt, there's no way they can succeed in anything they do. That's why they've been kicked out of 1,000 countries and city states and communities throughout history, the history of Europe. And they're going to get their final kick off the planet, as the Book of Obadiah says. They, the Edomites, the Edomite Jews, will be as though they had never been. They're going to be utterly destroyed. But in the meantime, there's a wake-up call for the white race to understand who and what the Jew really is. And until our people wake up to that fact, that they are the children of the devil, the DNA of Lucifer runs through their veins, until our people understand that, especially the Judeo-Christians who continue to worship those devilish monsters called Jews, until the Judeo-Christians wake up, and until the liberals stop acting like idiots. And well, I don't know which of those two groups are going to collapse first. I have a feeling the liberals are going to collapse first, because they have no skills. Liberals have no skills, but they're exactly those destroyers, complainers, street savvy, social justice wombats who have no skills. Okay, they go to college and take courses in this and that, but not science. They don't know how to work, and they're living for handouts. Well, so are all the people on welfare. But that's what liberalism is. Liberalism operates on handouts, and very few of them have actually any productive activity, a productive job, etc. Okay, so I think the liberals will collapse first. At least the Judeo-Christians have been, for the most part, productive members of society, even though they are helping to undermine the very society that created all of this prosperity by supporting the international Jew. Okay, well, this is just shows you the power of brainwashing and how brainwashing is the standard of today, except for those of us here at FTJ Media and our sister station, Eurofolk Radio, and other patriotic websites, Jew-savvy websites. If you're not Jew-savvy, you simply don't know what's going on, okay? You've got to be Jew-savvy to be of any use, to be able to fight back. Okay, so she starts out by talking about the disaster in North Carolina. We need those stormtroopers. Grandpa was a stormtrooper in the SS. Grandpa was a stormtrooper in the SS. Grandpa was a stormtrooper in the SS. Stormtrooper in the SS. That's the kind of spirit we need. The disaster in North Carolina continues to instruct. The primary takeaway being that the government is malignant beyond our imagination, and people are going to have to save themselves. That's what they found out in North Carolina and in Florida. The government's not going to help you anymore because the Jew has turned the government against you. The Appalachians are filled with the most degraded and outcast of human ethnic groups, one of them being my Aboriginal tribe, the desperate clans of Scottish-English border, and all of them vote over and over again for not socialist oppression because the state sends its stupidest, most heartless crusader lefties to help Appalachia and then allows vulture corporations to ride roughshod. So, yeah, corporations and left-wing vultures. They're all vultures. Okay, so she has an inset here. Tiny backwater town in North Carolina will help fuel the world's AI revolution with enough quartz to power entire 530 billion semiconductor global industry. Yeah, so if you're sitting on top of lithium or quartz, the corporations are coming after your town. Okay, be prepared for a disaster. You better check what's in under your ground. Don't worry about what's in your wallet. Worry about what's under your ground, and you may survive this. You'll get out of that town before the bulldozers or the directed energy hurricanes come your way. Appalachia is rich, we have found out, in not just coal, but the power for a new century. With lithium and quartz crystal, you can say that again. Better start thinking about moving away because another hurricane is coming your way. The day after the hurricane hit, industry was pulling permits, humans and villages having conveniently vanished. The muggles bray about climate change. Real people are looking hard at geoengineering and just what tools the national security state is using on us or against us. What is HAARP up to? What the hell are they doing at CERN? Yep, it's more devilish stuff. You can be sure of that. The rumors are persistent and everywhere. There is no suppressing the truth. Too many scientists are out there like Ross Perot in 1991 with charts and graphs and basic physics explaining for anyone listening. But nobody's listening because the average person is still tuned in to MSM. Is that a drug? Or lamestream media, LSM, as I like to call it, lamestream media. And they have yet to wake up. I guess they won't wake up until a Lahaina event takes place in their community. And I'm guaranteeing you right now that Trump is not going to solve anything. He's just as much a deep state operative as anybody. So let's look at this here. Oh, and Alex Jones too. Okay. The rumors are persistent and everywhere. There is no suppressing the truth. Well, not anymore. If you're tuned into alternative media, you're never going to get the truth anywhere else except alternative media. And even there, the Jews have their gatekeepers and their agents putting in small, you know, what do they call the fact checkers, or as I like to call them, the fact wreckers, because they're always trying to counter what's actually happening with their so-called, you know, Snopes and whatever. Okay, Rothschild entities trying to warn you away from the truth. Okay, and that's what gatekeepers are doing. They're warning you away from the ultimate truth that the Jews control the world and America and Great Britain and every other country on the face of the earth, with the possible exception of Iran and maybe China, although the Jews created China, and maybe Russia. But what the Jews are doing is they're antagonizing everybody on the planet. And so the countries that they promoted and have ruled over for many, many decades are now turning against them. And this was prophesied in the book of Obadiah. All your allies, because it's about the Edomite Jews, all of your allies will turn against you. We see that happening right now. But in the meantime, there is hell to pay. Hillary Clinton was right about one thing. There is hell to pay, and the people of the world are going to pay hell before it's all over. You expect a catastrophe to come to a neighborhood near you, your town, maybe your house. Be ready for anything. There is no suppressing the truth. Too many scientists are out there, but their voices are not heard on lamestream media. And they never will be, because it's going to collapse before their voices are heard on lamestream media. Okay, I'm going to see if I can scroll up and down without minimizing the picture here. That's what happened to me the first time. So let me try. Okay, yeah, here we go. I think I've got this under control here. So, tiny backwater town. Okay, quartz, lithium. The gold rush is over, but now it's the lithium rush and the quartz rush. All of these quartz crystals are powering your radio. What do they have in store for us next? She says, I guess this is a self picture here. I'm allowed to be upset that our VP is cracking open beers on late night TV while mamas are writing the names and birthdays of their kids on their stomachs in preparation for Milton. Okay. I'm allowed to be angered at how tone deaf this is and the lack of empathy. Now, it's very interesting. That's, I think, only a woman would put it this way. You don't need anybody to allow you to do anything. It's time to be angry. Don't look for permission to be allowed to do anything. It's like very often I see timid women at the intersection of this and that at that corner, and you know that's a four-way stop, and four cars come and stop at the same time from all four directions. Okay, they all look at each other, and the men say, "Well, it's my turn. I'll go." And the women are still looking after the men have gone through. The women are still looking. Is it my turn now? Am I allowed to go? Women are looking for permission. You have my permission to attack the deep state. You have my permission. While there is a lot of speculation about what lies beneath the ruined towns and families of Appalachia, at the same time and largely ignored, Wyoming is on fire. And lo and behold, there are valuable resources beneath those charred and ruined forests and rangelands. By the way, Arizona has lots of lithium, and so does Arkansas. Shudder. I live in Arkansas. I'm going to have to find out where the lithium is in the ground here in Arkansas and either start get a 50 caliber machine gun or move away. Like what? Like the 2.24 billion tons of neodymium a magnetic mineral vital to computer technologies. Chariot Mining found the first hard deposits of lithium in Wyoming just a month ago, and its stock is up 40%. Boy, that money talks. All under the 78,000 acres of burning forest, don't you know? The fires are 48 minutes from Chariot's headquarters. Hopefully they can control the direction the fire goes. Okay. 75,000 acres have burned thus far, with the fire only 10% contained as of 10/7. Okay, so Sheridan County Sheriff's Office giving a photograph and chart here of what's going on there. Agenda 2030 is a plan. It is written down there for any high school student to find, quote unquote, sustainability for the corporations and the globalists has been defined and requires consolidation of all business into multinationals operating without local oversight under UN law. No representation. There you go. Conservatives have been warning about this for decades. But the globalist Jewish corruption machine rolls on. The government is so desperate to manage its debt. No, it's not. They don't care about debt. They just print money. You can lead it around by the nose and operate without oversight. Well, yeah, I mean, they'll take money from everybody. It's not that they really need to control debt. It's a debt economy. As long as they can print more Federal Reserve notes and keep the economy going until it becomes so ubiquitous that there's so many dollars floating around, like in Weimar Germany, that you need a wheelbarrow full of FRNs to buy a loaf of bread. That day's coming, folks. The bankers think they can head that off at the pass with their central bank digital currency. We'll see how that works out. But that just means more inflation without Federal Reserve notes. But hold on to your cash in the meantime. Applications will be submitted to the UNWF and New York Fed, which owns the debt. Quote, raping the land will mean driving off humans, letting it rot, and calling it a carbon sink, which means they can deduct it from their taxes. They will measure that in the same fantastic way all green measurement happens, in abject falsity, and the human death toll is impossible to imagine when once they have strip mined the planet. Now, the interesting thing here is at some point, they're going to kill so many people that they will no longer have any customers for their lithium, quartz, and what have you. You see, the self-destruction filter is going to fail. Okay, sooner or later they're going to kill the customers. Kelly DNP Functional Integrative Medicine. We have medical teams trying to access Burnsville, elevation 2,700 feet, and Black Mountain. Authorities are threatening arrest. I'm going to keep this short and simple. Something is very wrong here. Yeah, when aid volunteers are being prevented from dispensing aid, something is very wrong. It means the Jew is in control. That Stacey Fulmer Moore. This is an order of magnitude larger than any paranoid fancy of Bernie Sanders. He's a Jewish conspiracy theorist. Okay. This is the real thing. This is gathering tyranny. This is disaster capitalism. No, it's not capitalism. It's monopolism. It's globalism. It is behind all the chaos and all the wars. Why leave all that? Don't blame it on capitalism. Capitalism is good. Free enterprise is good. It's the people who hate capitalism. Did not John D. Rockefeller say competition is a sin? Competition is a sin. Capitalism is based on competition. Globalism and monopolism are based on tyrannical control. That's what we've got here. We have global monopoly. Behind, and the people pulling the strings behind the scenes are globalist Jews. to make sure the region stays unstable and people can't build families and businesses, say no. War is for profit. It's why the neocons of D.C., at least now she's getting close to naming the Jews, because the neocons are Jews, of D.C. and London's roundtable refused to honor the Minsk Treaty. That's because it's impossible to pronounce. The globalists want Russia's wealth. Where there are resources, destroy the people and the land and buy it for pennies on the dollar. That's what Rome did to Britain when they wanted Britain's ore. Why should we pay them for the ore when we can just go in and take it? Bleeding Russia and destroying Ukraine is their pretty little game. So much wealth buried there, but the cost in warfare and deaths is mounting beyond imagination. And Putin says, we're not going to give in to your attempt to rule over us, EU, Rothschild. So the Rothschilds are running into opposition on every possible front, especially in Kyrgyzstan. Everyone is asking questions and they don't like the answers. The only thing these stupid, destructive tyrants fear is a woken up citizenry. Well, that's why they're trying to kill us too. That's another reason why they're trying to kill us. It's why they consolidated the media. But again, as I said, if you kill the citizenry, you kill the customer. And who are you going to sell your microchips to? Your cell phones to? Who? Cell phone who? But the internet is 1,000 times the size of legacy media. And it turns out that people will watch the news when it's not blatant, really crass propaganda. Ruling class crass propaganda. Try saying that 10 times in a row. Pick a region, pick a village, and start clicking. You will know it in depth within 2 weeks if it's got gold or silver or lithium or quartz or anything else of value buried in the ground. Why are there two hurricanes well out of hurricane season but well into election season? Well, the Democrats cannot possibly say that we came and saved y'all. They can't possibly say that. Is this another reason for the timing so that Trump will get reelected and pretend to be our savior yet again? I think so. But don't forget, Trump has been anointed the Gentile Messiah of the Jewish people. Don't forget that. There was an apology. Oh, wait a minute. Why did a helicopter buzz a volunteer supply depot in the parking lot of a Walmart, smashing and scattering supplies meant for the desperate? There was an apology afterwards, and the pilot team was fired. They were probably liberals or FEMA. Nevertheless, it looked like cruelty, not incompetence. There you go. This was state actors gone rogue, functionaries so mind-washed, so filled with hate for Americans, they are out of control. One of the Christian aggregators of small donations was assailed on Venmo by bots and harassers to the point that she had to revamp her entire financial picture. Who would do that? Who would want to see Christians suffer? Who would want to see that? Come on, Christians, you better start waking up. Who would have the power to do that? The national security state that doesn't miss one keystroke. Chaos is its goal. Vicious personal attacks on the weak is just one tactic until the weak wake up. The weak need to wake up. Let me try something I haven't tried before. See if this video, since I've got this on the air, and I do have audio working today. Let's see. Okay, nothing there. It's just a Chinook. Okay, make a call and a Chinook arrives. That's the size of the operation we're running here. But who's there? There's nobody there. Okay, amazing work by everyone involved. Okay, so there's one instance where a Chinook landed in the middle of a danger zone. Still, the nobility of man transcends the monster lizard self of our government. No, it doesn't. Fear. rules the mind of the world until you get backed in a corner. Any animal that's backed in a corner will start to fight back. Oh, except human beings. Except Judeo-Christians. They've been trained to not fight back. They say, love your enemy! Even though the enemy is coming with hatchets and machetes getting ready to chop you to pieces. Oh, I'm saved. Bye! A rough Christianity bonds many of the people in Appalachia. Yeah, rough. That's a good rough Christianity, Judeo-Christianity. They still believe that Jews are God's chosen. But more, they are self-sufficient. Or used to be. They've had to be. And because they never got any welfare. And they have millions of sympathizers saying this is our future if we don't step up. There are traffic jams of Americans coming to help. Yeah, but they can't get in because they're not allowed to. This video posted by Samaritan's Purse begs the question, do we really need these parasites who bumper-to-bumper traffic a mile long to volunteer with Samaritan's Purse in order to help us here in Asheville? Thank you, but were they able to get in? Okay, so you see that the spirit of helpfulness is alive and well in white people, but as soon as you kill all the white people, the helpfulness dies. As Musk said on Monday, quote, do we really need whatever it is, 426 federal agencies? I think we should be able to get away with 99 agencies. Now, how about zero? FDR, a Jew puppet, if there ever was one, he began the alphabet soup agency craze in the 1930s. Cutting 77% of federal agencies would create a two-decade boom in America. Yeah, free enterprise, real capitalism, which would spread to the rest of the world. Macro and micro human ingenuity would soar everywhere. Yeah, but if it's allowed to, without the Jew parasite dipping its fingers into all of our wallets. Clearly, we don't need them, that is federal agencies. Appalachia, home of the endemically poor and ignored, is helping itself and teaching the rest of the world. Yeah, for those who have survived, we have to take back our power. They can behave like psychopaths only because it's our money they feed on. There you go. And if they steal another election, they shall see wholesale bloodless revolution, including tax refusal, random strikes, and disobedience on a scale that will outclass Gandhi. We aren't Russian serfs or Chinese or Indian peasants. Well, we also have a Second Amendment. We're smart. We're educated. Well, we think we are. We think we are. We can wrench the levers of power away from them. That's vigilante justice, folks. It's coming. Revolution is coming. And they have not been able to take our guns away. If they brutalize, like on January 6th, we learn. Yeah, and I have a friend who was arrested, and he's going to jail just for being there. Look how desperate the Cheneys are. It's delightful if Trump wins. Oh, Schadenfreude? Okay, in the midst of all this chaos, we're happy that the enemy is suffering? Well, we have to have something to be happy about. If Trump wins, Liz Cheney might as well join the rubber chicken lunch circuit. She is done. No, she's not, because Trump is not going to get rid of her. Remember when Trump said that Hillary Clinton was the most evil person in the world? And then when he got elected, oh, I like Hillary. She's one of my best friends. Talk about an about face. And with an equal record of unethical behavior. The only good thing about Dick Cheney is that his heart is in such poor shape. Like Bill Clinton, he is a husk of a man. Husk? An incredible husk? Oh, it's husk, not hunk. Okay, I got you. Each of them with a female fiend protecting him, right? Well, when the lion protecting the, what do they call it, the pride? When the lion protecting the pride gets old and useless, then the females have to protect him. Look, I am not black-pilled, and for one reason. The world I grew up in was made up of what you might term ordinary men and women, wholly engaged in the life of their community. These were largely second cities, smaller cities, and big towns, which could be managed via their goodness. And for 400 years, this is how the New World grew. For instance, on my island, a pack of feral dogs are attacking walkers, and no government entity knows what to do. They refuse responsibility, They witter and twitter like stupid women. They founder in process and complexity. 50 years ago in the town where my father sat on committees, that would have taken 4 hours to fix. Done. How about just getting your gun and starting to kill them before they harm or kill your own dog or your own child or your own wife? Done. And only that long if the farmers didn't beat them to it. There you go. All that peace, prosperity, and lack of crime was based on the practice virtue of tens of millions of families like them. Yeah, well, it means there are times where you have to take your law in your own hands, especially if there's no law against it. Not ideas, not innovations, or if the law is so corrupt that you have to be fighting the law. Okay? Like the KKK right after the Civil War. Not ideas, not innovations, not legendary leadership skills, not staggering beauty or sexual prowess. Oh, but that sells. Not the merchandising of God-given gifts, but the virtue of the ordinary, the chosen ordinary, the man and woman who decided on their limitations early in life, married sensibly and for love, had children, brought them up in similar virtue. That's talking about me. Oh my God, am I that ordinary? In that lies genuine happiness. At least a semblance of it. Those families still exist and they want their power back. They never had any power except locally. If Trump fails, someone else will arrive. Well, you think so? Trump is not going to succeed. They already have his successor, and that successor is going to be in a tank. But we have, what did the Hungarians use against the Soviet tanks in 1956? Molotov cocktails, folks. Yeah, you're going to have, okay, all you Appalachians, you're going to have to stop drinking your home brew and turn it into Molotov cocktails. Get ready. 1, 2, light the match. This is unstoppable. I hope she's right. I hope she is right. Because the people who have power now are universally scum. That's for sure. It's Jews. Okay? Neocons, which means Jew. Okay? Now, they stop picking up the garbage. Everything regime is failing fast. She's a good writer. The following happened mostly in the last 3 days. Every issue is U-turning: immigration, culture, law, economics, globalism, gender issues. Israel, thank you. Oh, thank you so much for mentioning the Jews. UNWRA, whatever that is. Resignations proliferate in every department and industry. The insatiability is universal. Yeah, everything's so totally corrupt. Donald Trump. Oh, now this is brutal, folks. This will show you where Donald Trump is at. Quote, "We will remove the jihadist sympathizers and the Jew haters who do nothing to help our country. They only want to destroy our country," unquote. Jew haters, huh? You're talking about me, man. You're talking about me, Donald Trump. Come and get me. Come and get me. Let me repeat this. "We will remove the jihadist sympathizers and the Jew haters who do nothing to help our country." It's the Jew haters that are going to save this country, you moron. They only want to destroy our country, he says. But I've been telling you people that Donald Trump is a Jew puppet. The media and Hollywood are falling so fast one can hardly keep up. And the girls can't strip their clothes off fast enough to keep our attention. In a few years, oh, yes, corporate bosses say there will be 3 studios in Hollywood. They're all owned by Jews anyway. The legendary lots will be ghost towns destroyed by DEI. That's a disinvestment against the Jews. Wokeness, hectoring, and the revelation of sexual behavior so disgusting, once everything is known, there won't be one superstar able to sell a movie or album. No, that's not true. They'll still be selling. Like legacy or corporate media, they lose audience share by the handful every single hour. However, as I said earlier, if they kill the customer, then they'll stop selling. Their latest tentpole, Joker 2, had a lousy 40 million debut. I guess in the Hollywood terms, that's nothing. It's the Jews, stupid. It says it's all of them. It's the Jews, stupid. It's the Jews, stupid. Warner Brothers Discovery, the parent company of CNN, HBO, and TNT, said on Wednesday that it was writing down the value of its TV networks by $9.1 billion. Writing it down, meaning demonetizing, or they're no longer as valuable as they used to be. The latest sign of the continued free-for-all of traditional cable. Again, when the corrupt Jew reaches the pinnacle of his power by corrupting everything that exists, that's when it begins to collapse. And so we're at that stage. But this is actually the most dangerous time of all, because you never know what's going to happen. Be ready. Keep your powder dry. Take your Second Amendment gun practice. Make sure you have plenty of ammo. It's getting that bad. It's far more amusing to catch legacy media in a lie than consume it like a little bird being fed poison by a wicked witch. Unfortunately, there's far too many Americans, especially liberals and Judeo-Christians, who are still totally asleep. They're zombies. I mean, really, look at the profoundly unethical behavior of 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes, which used to own television news, used to stand astride it, shouting. It changed things. It made public opinion. Now it's a joke. Of course, all mass media is a joke. Canada is instructive here. Yeah, Canada is even a bigger joke than America. Even a bigger joke than Kyrgyzstan. We have the stupidest green globalist puppet leader who is at present the most hated leader in our history. I think she's speaking for Canadians. Trudeau bears a striking similarity to Kamala in the meaninglessness, sentimental pap that emanates from his shriveled soul. Yeah, he's the son of Fidel Castro, if you haven't heard. But we had to elect him three times before we realized the true extent of the nightmare. Now it looks as if he might finish off the Liberal Party of Canada, once completely dominant, having taken 90 of the past 120 years of leadership. They dropped as of yesterday, Friday, to 51 projected seats, an all-time low for a sitting PM. That creep keeping him in power, the creep keeping him in power is a venal Sikh, loathed by his own community for flashing his Mercedes and Rolexes during socialist virtue signaling sessions. Liberals actually are very much motivated by vanity. The whole country knows Jagmeet Singh is hanging on until his pension vests in February. He's scum. Now, populist Conservative Party is poised to gain the greatest majority in Canadian history, but they're scum too. They're just pretending to be good. It will deport anyone without citizenship participating in pro-Hamas rallies. Really? You think so? I don't think so. Open up our vast natural resources, yank education and immigration into shape, kill carbon taxes. You don't know that they're only actors just like Trump. And within months, the country will be roaring, but at least they're pleasanter, kinder functionaries than the liberals. We know what the alternative is now, good and hard. We should, but no, she's speaking for people who are somewhat awake. Plus, conservative support has soared across every ethnic group and color, except for, of course, the Muslims, who are widely loathed after this year's mayhem on once pristine streets. It can't be comfortable being a sensible follower. Have you observed what's going on in black communities around the world, especially in Chicago? She's probably not aware of that. It can't be comfortable being a sensible follower of Allah in Canada right now. The revulsion among your peers is hard even for polite Canadians to hide. Kamala can only be elected via industrial. Well, they're pointing at the Muslims. They should be pointing at the Jews. Kamala can only be elected via, say, it just proves how asleep they still are. They're zombies. Zombies for Kamala, zombies for Trump. Kamala can only be elected via industrial scale cheating. Well, that's what we had last time. If so, complete devastation will be the fate of the Democratic Party for a generation and maybe more. No, as long as there's a welfare state, there will be a Democratic Party. Canadians are the most docile of Western populations. I think the Germans are. But once mad, we roar. Really? I would expect the more energetic Americans to tear down the sky if the Democrats win by cheating again. Well, I'll be first in line. Behold the crumbling. Kamala is on track to lose all seven swing states, according to Mark Halperin, but the elections are rigged. It doesn't matter what the polls say. No Trump lover, Mark Halperin, no Trump lover, as well as a dozen other pollsters. The appeals court judges destroyed Trump's fraud case. Try to find this reporting on Google. You can't. Well, it doesn't matter, because this next election is just going to be just as controlled by rigged voting machines as the last one. Brazil's Supreme Court lifts ban on social media site X. Right-wing posts strong showing in Brazil. Municipal vote. There you go. But that's in Brazil. Resignations are part of regime crumbling. Is there anyone left in office in New York City? Okay, these are people in New York City whose names I'm not familiar with, but I'll read them off because it's interesting reading. David Philip and Terrence Banks. Sheena Wright. Lisa Zornberg. Ashwi Vasan. Is there a white person in here? Winnie Greco. Oh, she's got to be a Jew. Rana Abbasova. She's probably a Jewish Muslim. Tim Pearson, top aide to Adams, who was told to turn over his phones to officials. New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda. Sounds like a Jew to me. Under investigation over claims he allegedly solicited donations for Anthony Saccavino and Brian Cardano. Oh, it's mafia. New York City Fire Department chiefs arrested for bribery. Oh, it is mafia for sure. James and Edward Caban. Or is that one person? I don't know. There have been hundreds of reported resignations in the past 5 days. Oh, New York City is finally falling apart. Last week saw dozens of high-ranked executives, CEOs, university presidents, and chancellors resign in the wake of the Diddy arrest. Don't know much about Diddy. I think he's a rapper. This week, it's local resignations in every nook and cranny of governments everywhere. The bonkers bureaucracy is fleeing, whether for drugs, fraud, child porn, unknown sudden departures, all indicating extreme instability in a broken profession. I've cut the list for brevity's sake. UK Labour PM Keir Starmer's popularity hits new low as voters turn on Labour after 100 days. Only 100 days? UK Prime Minister Chief of Staff Sue Gray quits in midst of internal power struggle. Her salary is greater than Starmer's. Labour government becomes laughing stock. UK's top civil... Let's all join in the laughter. Why not? UK's top civil servant Simon Case announces a resignation. Top Labour MP Rosie Duffield quits the party, decrying greed and power of Starmer's party. Oh, you're finally beginning to wake up. Well, you know, every party hack rides the train as long as possible, even though the stench has gotten really bad. Doral, Florida's city manager, abruptly resigned this week, only a few months into his tenure. The city council had met to discuss his salary, proposing a reduction. I'm not working for less than $1 million. Louisiana Republican Party official resigns after conviction on felony child cruelty charges. And he's a Republican. NYC schools chancellor Banks to resign months earlier than planned. Really? I promise I could have listed hundreds more. Well, here's a good one. A small Michigan town joined together to vote out its entire government and has also changed the locks on the town hall building due to a $3.2 billion China-linked battery plant that their government planned to build against their wishes. Oh, there must be lithium there. Locksmith changed town hall locks last night. There you go. Mindy M.F. Robinson says a small town in Michigan dissolved their corrupt government and then changed the locks on the building. This is how we save America. One town at a time? I hope so. Trump draws an estimated 105,000 to Butler PA rally, and they're all dupes of the guy who said, we must support the Jews no matter what. Miles-long lines formed by 8 a.m. Trump traffic signs appearing all over New York City. X is the number one news app, but I don't even trust X. He's just doing it. He's going to stab us in the back, too, when the time comes. Hillary Clinton demands censorship of all social media. Means she hasn't censored all of it yet. On CNN, she says, quote, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control, unquote. Let's think about that. Is she saying they already have total control? MSNBC, ABC, CBS producer Basil Hamden admitting MSNBC is doing all they can to help the Harris campaign, courtesy of the invaluable James O'Keefe. Oh, I think if I know who that is, he's a real Jew exposer. He's Jew savvy. 63 of 67 Pennsylvania counties have shifted Republicans since 2020. That doesn't do them any good because their candidate is still Trump. Pennsylvania Republicans now have over 400,000 mail-in ballot requests for Donald Trump making history. That won't do you any good because Donald Trump is going to stab you in the back just like he did last time. Teamsters President Sean O'Brien roasts Democratic Party. Quote, they have FUCK'd us for the last 40 years. Well, the welfare state. Who pays for the welfare state? White people. International Association of Firefighters snubs Kamala Harris following Teamsters' lead, but not endorsing a candidate after backing Biden in 2020. It doesn't matter who you back. It's already rigged. Trump's going to be put into power by the Jews, just like he was the first time. The former leader of Black Lives Matter of Greater Atlanta is sent to prison after being found guilty of misusing donations received following George Floyd's death to fund personal expenses, including travel and a home purchase. Yeah, and he's a good black. The ever bloody-minded Ta-Nehisi Coates. Hypothetically speaking, if I could brutally rape dozens of Israeli women at a music festival for peace, I'd probably do it. Maybe it's time to hypothetically check the Diddy tapes for Ta-Nehisi Coates and a bottle of baby lotion. Kelly G says, progressive icon Ta-Nehisi Coates says that he may have participated in October 7 massacre. Speaking hypothetically, Coates said he may not be above participating in the October 7 Hamas massacre. It was not a Hamas massacre, it was an Israeli massacre of their own people, the Jews. Sweden implements Europe's most shocking U-turn, sees a 27% drop in asylum applications last year. That's because they're no longer welcome there. The Swedes are waking up? Really? The Swedes? I don't believe it. Paul Hivert, he's from Canada, calls on federal government to label Samidoun a terrorist group. There you go. Well, what good will that do? They need to be ejected from the country and sent back to hell. Both Paul Hivert and John Roostad, BC premier candidate tipped to win, threatened deportation of all non-citizens participating in Palestinian protests. Ah, it's pro-Jewish. What good is that going to do? It just proved that Jews still run Canada. Highly placed Canadian sexual offenders Peter Nygaard and Frank Stronach are facing even more jail time as new accusers come forward. Please come forward. Please. Diddy, he's the rapper, Diddy to face suit with over 120 complainants, including one who was 9, when Diddy assaulted him. Chris Brown domestic violence documentary announced as new accuser comes forward. Chris Brown and another black rapper? Garth Brooks, oh no! No, he's not a black rapper. He's a white country boy. Is sued by former makeup artist and longtime family employee who claimed he raped her in a hotel room. It's catching, isn't it? Wendy Williams says it's about time Diddy was arrested, and she's black, and she's demanding his arrest. R. Kelly's daughter, I don't know who R. Kelly is, sorry, claims singer sexually abused her growing up. I was scared. Quote, if Trump wins, that Epstein client list is going to become public, says Musk. You think so? Trump was a client. Some of those billionaires behind Kamala are terrified of that outcome. That's not going to come out. One more here, folks. Euro rights body declares prosecution of WikiLeaks Assange was politically motivated. You think? One more here. two more because this is good. Barack Obama scolds black brothers for not backing Harris. Blame sexism. We don't want no black bitch, black hoe ruling over us. Not acceptable. Blowback from black community fierce. There you go. James Carville is scared to death. He should be. In Canada, young Canadians are now politically conservative than their elders. Wow, that's a good sign. That's a really good sign. But what does that mean, conservative? Pro-Jewish? U.S. won't extend legal status for 530,000 immigrants who arrived under Biden program. Okay, but they're still giving them money. Who needs those? We don't need no stinking license. Folks, the world is in trouble. Democracy is failing, as we all predicted it would. It's just a question of how bad would it get before it comes to your neighborhood. Your neighborhood is in danger. You better start listening to the pastor, Eli James. He's been warning you for 50 years that the Jews run this country and are going to drive it into hell, because that's all they're good at doing. They turn everything into one big hell, one big viper snake pit. As Jesus Christ told us, Yahshua Messiah said, "You are your children, the devil, and the lusts of your father shall you do." Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And that's the least of their crimes. That is the least of their crimes. Folks, it's time to wake up. It's time to become Jew-savvy and stop supporting any politician who supports the Jews. Time to stop supporting any politician who supports the Jews. That includes Donald Trump. Thanks for listening. Praise God when we pass the ammunition. Take care, everybody. And see if I can play that music again. I like that song. Grandpa was a stormtrooper in the SS. Here we go.
Going to grab a song or two, see what I can find. I found a bunch of goodies from 1945. I see all his items from the good old days. His medals and his hat and his uniform so gray. Grandma was a stormtrooper in the SS. Grandma was a stormtrooper in the SS.
Bye.